They used to put it out in the garage, and mine I had out between two trees for this basement fireplace where we burned wood though.
I saw that a long time ago on a farm, you know, or not necessarily woods, but say tools.
Uh-huh.
It kept in the little.
Yes, my daddy had a little blacksmith shop, and we had things like that out in this little shop out in there.
But what about wood?
Well, there, he had woodland, you see, and they'd go and get saw down the trees, and we had our wood. Of course, now where I am now, I had to buy my wood out of heaven.
Did you talk about a woodshed or a woodhouse?
Yes, woodshed.
Okay. And what did you call outdoor toilets?
Some of them called it a privy. Back in different things I hadn't heard them called. That was a country way of speaking of it.
Any other words? Just sort of joking words or
Well, let's see, what did we call that out in there? We didn't call it toilet back then. But, a little back house, some of them would call it that, just various, you know, names like that. It's my remembrance back, that's been a long, long time back.
Okay. You might ask someone, did you what that noise?
Do what?
You might ask somebody, say there was a loud noise, you might ask someone, did you?
Hear that racket last night.
Okay. And the person might say, yeah, I...
Heard it.
Okay. They say, but I'm not afraid because I have...
locks on the doors and...
And I have what that noise many times before. I have... This isn't the first time I've...
heard it and like that. Uh-huh.
Okay. Say, well, you can give him his choice, but he'll tell you that he just... which one you give him. He just care which one you give him.
Yeah. Well, do what?
Okay, just fill this in for you. Say, well, you can give him his choice now, but he'll tell you that he just care which one you give him.
Well, I think what is more convenient for me, the way I think of it, is what I think I would do. Different people's opinions are different and all like that. And so, as I say, just like my brother says now, my nephew, about disposing of my home, well, I didn't tell him, no, he's looked after my business because 2 months of my sickness, I wasn't capable of writing my checks and things like that. And he had to do these things for me. Well, he advises me, I want to do what he tells me to do, but I still want to think about like selling my home. Maybe it is too big for me and all like that. But I'm the one that feels, I feel so different to what he does.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the difference. And I can go out now. I don't feel like I can be afraid. I can stand in my house. I can stand. I think it's, I've forgotten how many in the corners lights that it lights up that bluff down there just as light as day and stay right in my house. Never have to go out other than out at the end of the garage, the door out there. But I can turn it on in the breezeway, in my den, my kitchen, on the front porch, the picture window over here, my bedroom window over here. I can just light up the just like lightest day out there, and the light people were so nice. They installed a light, and one of them, the man who did it for me, he said, now, Miss Bell, nobody can say anything. This is on TVA's line and your line. But it's just, why, you can just tell who anybody is out there in that yard, anywhere you want, anywhere. So I'm not afraid. I have the light that all I need.
Okay, you might say you're talking about a brick house. Are there any other kinds?
There's concrete blocks. And there's frame houses, and there are.